Rosi, we're picking up on Kuf Hey Amud Beis 105b, 9 lines down from where the lines get wide. So says the Gemara, Atam Achartali, in the case, ultimately again, where the person holding on to the object says to the owner, yes, it's in my possession, but that's because you sold it to me. So my mode be'ikar ika. So the Gemara says, in that case, remember the Gemara wanted to suggest that you're not going to be chayiv, in situations where where you're returning the object itself, which is what you call your mode be'ikar. You agree that the object actually belongs to someone else, but you're lying about the circumstances, about how it reached your property. So in a case of atzam achartali, why is that mode be'ikar? Why is that considered to be an admission that the other party owns it? After all, if I'm claiming that someone else sold me an object, I am claiming that I'm the owner. L'tzricha da'amar lei, lo nasati l'cha damish, kol torach v'zil. Because where it's a case where he's saying, you know, you sold it to me, but I never gave you the money. Therefore, take your cow and go back. So I'm admitting the fact that the cow does not belong to me. Ato nasatali, avicha nesanali. So what about the case where I say, you gave it to me, or your father gave it to me, as a matana? My mode de be'ikar ika. So what case, how is that a mode de be'ikar? Da'amar lei, Almanas da avidna loch neyayich de nafsha, velo avdi loch, therefore shkil torach vazil. It's a case where I promised that I would do something for you and for your father, and I didn't. And because I did not comply with my side of the bargain, therefore take your object back. Toa baderach metzasif, or a case where I say, I found the ox wandering on the road. So in that case, why is there? Lama iboy loch ladure. So ultimately, again, So in a case where I claim that I found the ox wandering on the road, so why can't the owner say to me, well, if you found it, you should have returned it? It's a case ultimately again where the person holding on to the object says, I take a shavua that I found an aveda, I found an object that was lost. But I did not know who the owner was. I didn't know you were the owner. Therefore I had it. I promise again, I found it, but lamai sagan, I did not know whom to return it to. So Tanya, the Gemara says, Bam Amr Ben Azai said, Shalosh Shavuos Hain. There are three different cases of Shavuos when it comes to Eidos on an object that has been lost. So the Gemara says, Hikir Ba Filaba Motza. So case number one is in a situation where the person recognized the object as belonging to another individual, but did not know who found it. In other words, I recognized the object was lost, and I knew who it belonged to, but I don't know the identity of the person who found it. Or the next case, says the Gemara, is b'motzah below ba, or I recognize the person who found it, but I don't know the owner of the object. So the Gemara says below ba below b'motzah. Or I didn't recognize the object, nor did I recognize ultimately the person who found it. Lo bav lo motza, but if indeed the person didn't recognize the object and the person who found it, then says the Gemara, kushta ishtabo, then a person ultimately is swearing correctly in that particular case, to which the Gemara says, ema ba'u b'motza. See, it's talking about a case of where I swear that I recognized both the object as well as the person who found it. If that's the case, says the Gemara, lemay hilchasa. So when Ben Azai says, so these are all examples of cases where a person is considered to be withholding particular information. And remember again, the halacha is that at the end of the day, if you look at Rashi says, Shalosh Shavuosein, Be'edos Aveda Sheshbiya Sa'id Imra Issa Es Avedasi, Va'omer Lav Va'achar Kach Hoda. So these are all cases where I lost an object, I go to someone, I ask them if they know any information, they say no, I make them take a shvua that they don't know any information, they take the shvua, and it turns out they lied. So these are three different categories, ultimately, where the aid would be liable. So it says the Gemara Lamai Hilchos. So what's the ramification here? Rav Ami Amar Rabbi Chanina Liftar. So the Gemara says ultimately again in these types of situations that Lamaisa, if an aid swore falsely in these situations, he would be Patra for Shua Saidus. Ushmul Amar Lachiv and Shmuel said no that he would be Chayv. Put the Dahani Tanoi. And in reality, this Machlokis in Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Chanina is the same Machlokis of the following Tanoi. This Anya Hamashpia Eid Echad, if one goes ahead and imposes a Shvuah upon an Eid Echad for a particular matter, and the Eid says that he does not have any information, and it turns out the Eid lied, so what's the halacha? Pater. The Eid Echad is Pater. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Chayiv. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says that you're Chayiv. Now we'll say, so what are they arguing about? So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Maikam, if the Gemara Savar Davar Gan Lamam Kimamun Dami, Umar Savar Lav Kimamun Dami. So apparently they're arguing about a case, we spoke about this earlier, Davar Hagorim Lamamos. Means something that itself is not of value, but can go ahead and impact something of value. So, for example, the testimony of an Eid Echad by itself is not enough to go ahead and extract money, and is not enough to change things in a tangible fashion. What the testimony of an Eid Echad can do is that it could cause one of the parties to go ahead and take a shvuah, take an oath. Now, the assumption is that taking an oath often weeds out the liars from the ones who tell the truth. So by going ahead, so when the aid lies and says he has no information, that is what's called a davar hagorim lamamon. His lying about the fact that he does have information about my case, and that case, that information could have potentially caused one of the litigants to take a shavuah, and that shavuah could have created the liability, or I should say, the failure to take the shavuah could have created the liability on the part of one of the parties to pay me. That's called a davar hagorim lamamon. So therefore, the Gemara suggests over here, just like, so in the case of Mashpia Eid Echad, so one opinion says, the first opinion says Potter, right? And ultimately, again, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says that you're going to be Chayiv. So the Gemara suggests that Shmuel and Rabbi Chanino have this same machlokes. So Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Shimon, and therefore again, Lemaisiel's Dabra Hagorin Lemamon Kimamon Dami, and Rabbi Chanino ultimately agrees with the Tanakama. So the Gemara now goes weiter. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, Hakofer Bepikadon. If somebody goes ahead and denies that he has a pikadon in his possession, na'asa alav gazlon, he becomes a gazlon, he becomes a thief over that object from the moment that he swore he no longer has it. So this what the Gemara is suggesting over here is that lemaisa, is that, you know what? Also, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up at Amar Rav Sheshes and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, as this begins a new sugya of Kofer BePikadon. So we'll pick up with this interesting discussion that if one is in possession of a pikadon, meaning I've entrusted an object with someone else, and the shomer denies that he has the object, so we'll discuss that from the moment of his denial, he has heightened liability regarding that object. So Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick up at we'll pick up 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines up from the bottom tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful rest of the day.